Oh, hello. I'm back. Jakey thought. You know, I'm only doing this for one reason, and one reason only. I'll explain. So I did a little research. The last time I did this, January 11th. You know what day it is? April 7th. So 3 months. And what has changed in my life? So let's see. Starts the school, college again, and it's been good, you know? My mindset's way better now. Like, I have a lot of grades. I'm ahead of everything. But wait, Jacob, why are you ahead of everything? You know, school's important. You know, you should be ahead. But you don't have to be ahead to be good at class. You could be following the same schedule the professor wants you to, and you'll still pass. But why am I so ahead? Because I actually got a job. I got a job. I applied in January to Chick-fil-A. And went through the entire process. I got to a job interview. I had two job interviews with two of the managers. And a couple days later, they said, oh, here's the offer. You get accepted or not. I talked with my parents about it. And I looked at other places that I considered. And I was like, you know what? Chick-fil-A, you know, I've been there. I like the company, honestly. I like the food, of course. You know, I mean, when I was a little kid, I actually used to go Chick-fil-A at the Landmark Dance Mall. Every single week, I'd always go there. So, personally, I had a really big connection with Chick-fil-A because, like, that was one of my childhood, like, memories for sure. It was, like, I used to always go to Chick-fil-A. So, I was like, you know what? I like the food, like, the environment, have personal connections. Let's just do it. So, yeah, I got the job at Chick-fil-A as a front-of-house member, even though it says cashier, basically front-of-house. Well, okay, it says front-of-house. But, yeah, you would think it's cashier, but it's more than that. But got the job, you know, $12 an hour, it's okay, you know, I'm a college student, you know, that 12 can turn to a lot if you just work. Took the job, had orientation, learned everything, I'm still learning, and I've been there for 3 months. I applied January, got the job, started in February, so I've been there for 2 months. I still don't know how to do everything, but always learning. Went to orientation, and basically, you know, from orientation on, I've been a Chick-fil-A front of house team member, and it's been fun for sure. Like, I really like the job. I like the people. I like a lot of people. Like, I like the coworkers, even though I get bullied. And that brings me to the next point. Well, okay, before I get to that, I like the my front of house coworkers. I like the managers. I mean, yeah, it's good times in Chick-fil-A. Like, I like working there. I'm decent, a lot of positions. I work a lot. I actually work around 30 plus hours every week, so that's how dedicated I am. I'm actually one of the, I'm probably amongst the most for working as one of the workers. Like, I work a lot, so yeah, it's been really good. I mean, like I said, I like the managers. I like my coworkers. I mean, a lot of them are funny, or they're like joking with me, or, you know, it's all fun. You know, everyone's nice there. You know, I really enjoy it because, more than just the managers being like nice and cool and all that, they're usually like they're my age group. So that's really refreshing to me, because when you're going to, I'm going to Nova, so a community college, like, you have a lot of different age ranges. Like, you'll have kids like me who are 18 or 19. You have people who are 30 who just came back from like the army or something, and they want to continue their education or get back. You might even have like a 40-year-old who, like, I don't know, they want to explore something else. They want to get a minor in economics, and you'd be like, wait, what? You're like 40, I'm 19. Like, so it's hard to make a lot of friends at Nova. And it was refreshing when I got the job. I was like, dang, there's kids in high school who are 16 17, and there's also kids who are 18 19 who are also going Nova, and there's also 23 24s who are who just finished Nova or finished college. So I could relate to almost all of them, because let's see, I was a high school student before, obviously. It wasn't long ago, it was pretty recent. I just graduated a year ago, but I'm also mature enough that I could kind of relate to kids who go to Nova and the kid who just graduated. Like, so I'm kind of in like the in-between. Like, I'm not too old where I'm old, but I'm not too young that they can like consider me young. I'm just in between. But yeah, no, I've enjoyed it a lot. Like, it's been fun. I mean, yeah, there's some things I'll complain about, but I'm not gonna say it on here, because that's my personal, I have personal, obviously, everyone has their own personal thoughts and dislikes, so I'm not gonna let it, like, do it here. But overall, it's been really fun. You know, made a lot of money for working 2 months. I've made trying to think, almost 3,000 or 4,000 in 2 months. So that's really good. And I'll get to the next one now. Why am I making this? Why am I randomly returning on April 7th, 2020? Why? Because freaking people at work are just weird. You know who I'm talking. You know who I'm talking to right now. You know exactly who I'm talking to. Someone really had enough free time, and you know, I'm not gonna blame them because I do the same. Okay, I'm not gonna say I don't look at people's accounts or anything. But someone decided, oh, let's see Jacob's Instagram. You know, let's see how he posts. Let's see what he does. Who is he? I'll explain who I am in this, but also explain what Jacob Thoughts is. But oh, here's a link tree. Let's hit the link tree. Oh, podcast? Jakey Thoughts? Oh, I want to make sure to tell everyone at work that Jacob has a podcast. And so, yeah, that's why I'm making this. Because this is for everyone. And I'm going to make you guys listen. I don't care how long. Y'all will listen. Because this is me. This is why I have Jakey Thoughts. But yeah, now people know I have Jake Thoughts, so you know what? I'm going to use it to my advantage. I'm going to be like, I'm going to work tomorrow and be like, guys, I made a podcast episode. I'm back. Jakey Thoughts, you know? You guys thought I was joking when she said I had a podcast? No. But yeah, basically found my Instagram, looked at it, looked at my link tree, and basically I have all my stuff on the link tree because I kind of actually like that. I like, it's good. If you want to look at it, that's fine. I mean, I look at other people's profiles. I'm not going to say, oh, that's weird. I never view it. No, I view a lot of people. Except the people in my class, people who I work with, people. Literally, everyone has social media. So you put their name, you'll probably find it. And you put my name, and I'm pretty sure you'll find it. So that's what happened. I found a podcast, and that's why I'm making this. So what is Jakey Thoughts? And why would I make this? So what is Jakey Thoughts? So basically, I started this in 2019. Let's just say this was sophomore year to be safe. I was bored, you know. Young freaking sophomore. You know what to do, right? You're still deciding what, you know, what college. You're not even really thinking about it. You know, you're not thinking about that too much. So it's like, oh, I have a lot of free time. You know, I like social media. I like video games. I like talking. But the issue was I didn't have a lot of friends to talk to because high school for me wasn't like everyone else is, where it's all fun and games. For me, I would go to high school hating life because I didn't have a lot of friends, and to me, high school is dumb. I mean, that's just my opinion. Like, you could literally not do good in high school and still go to an okay college. So it's like, you know, I don't really care. I'm just gonna go to school because I have to, go home, and that's it. That was my life for 4 years. Go home, go to school because I have to. Go home, play video games. That was literally my life. So. Yep. It's like, you know what? And I didn't have a lot of friends because I was, oh my god, I was so quiet. I mean, I'm still quiet. I'm not going to say it. The difference between then and now is my mindset has changed. Maybe I haven't changed. I mean, I've changed as a person, but maybe I haven't changed too much. I'm still short. You know that? But, you know, I was like, you know, I'm going to make this because I have a couple friends. I was like, why don't I just, like, why don't I just explain, like, how I feel? How I think, what do I think about certain things, what do I think about, like, a certain high school group, what do I think about high school sports, what do I think about this teacher, or what do I think about this, I don't know, sports team at this time, what do I think about this or that. Basically, that's what my thought process for Jakey Thoughts. I just want, the origin of the name Jakey is one of my usernames that for our video games, was Jakey Poo Go Ham. Jakey was just a nickname that I gave myself because I didn't want to put Jake or Jacob in my game text, but Jakey, because it's not my actual name. And then Jakey Poo just sounds funny, like poo, like I don't know. And then Go Ham, you know, go hard as MF-er. Basically, that's what ham stands for. So Jakey Poo goes hard as a mug. So basically Jakey Poo. And I took away the poo because why would I do Jakey Poo Thoughts? That's like Winnie the Pooh. So I did Jakey Thoughts, and then obviously Thoughts is just like, what is my opinion on this? What is my opinion on that? How do you feel about this? How do you feel about that? It's a lot of like, basically like that. So yeah, that's Jakey Thoughts. And that's what I'm making it. So, because if people want to know my podcast at work, then I'm going to make it. Because why not? I'll have people listen. Even if it's, maybe if I sound really unintelligent, which, you know, like I'm not smart, you know, I'm pretty dumb. So, but I acknowledge that. It's all about, and also another part of Jakey Thoughts is like this. It's like a way for me to like remind myself of struggles and remind me of things
positive and negative. That's why I make this, really. It's like, that's the bigger picture. I'm really into, like, your people's mental health and, like, self-growth and, like, confidence and all that type of stuff, because it's something that I wasn't taught. I didn't get advice for. It's something I kind of just picked up on the fly. So, yeah, that's why, like, even besides it, I'm really into, like, mental health and stuff, because it's not, people understand, like, it's a lot of mental stuff that people have to deal with more than anything. It's not, you don't have to be the smartest person in the world or the strongest person, you know. It doesn't, you just have to, if you're, like, mentally, it's a lot, I just think life's more about mental than anything else. Like, if you're good mentally and you're strong, you're probably gonna be fine, no matter what happens to you. Like, you're just built different, honestly. You'll have bad days, but because you're strong mentally, you'll have a better day next day. You'll redeem it. You'll freaking have an awesome day. But yeah, that's basically what Shake Thoughts is. It's like, it's a place where I can just vent and rant and talk whatever I want. And usually I do this really late at night. It's 11:21, so it's not as late as I usually do it. But when it's night, when it gets past 12, after dark hours, you know, after that, I have, my brain thinks crazy stuff, and I could talk about it for 38 minutes or 3 hours. That's Jakey Thoughts right there. And then, who am I? Because if I have coworkers watching it, or coworkers listening to this, who really am I? I mean, who is Jacob? Because, at work, he's smiley, you know, he's dumb, you know, he's goofy, he laughs a lot. Is that really who I am, though? Man. What's my response to that? Yeah, I mean, when I'm comfortable, I'm pretty normal. I am just like anyone else in this world. When I'm comfortable, I will joke with people. I'll make fun of people. They'll make fun of me. I'll laugh. I'll communicate. I'll talk a lot. I'm expressive. That's who I really am. But like, that's who I really am when I'm comfortable. When I'm not comfortable, I am a mute. Honestly, like, I feel like I'm a weird person. Like, it's gonna sound bad, but when I'm comfortable, I'm pretty extrovert, whatever the frick it's called. That's basically what I am. But when I'm not, I'm usually very antisocial, really introvert. So that's why it's pretty confusing people at work. You guys, if you're listening to this, you probably think I'm like really expressive, or I don't know how I portray myself. Like, if I was to like listen to myself, I'd think this kid, if someone was like me, I think this kid is like a really good talker, or he had a lot of friends. That's how I think of myself. But that's not true. I just do it because I kind of feel like I have to. It's a way to get myself, you know, out there. I feel like I'm a mute or silent. No one's gonna, you know, respect me, or no one's gonna give me. And even though it's work, and like, people should obviously respect each other, because I mean, respect is nice, or it's like, you should respect people. It's like, that's not how I feel. I never feel like I was respected, especially in high school. I never felt like I got my respect. So now it's like, let me be me. Let me be expressive. Let me do all that, because I want to get people's respect. I want people to like at least acknowledge me. I don't care if you don't, if you like me, hate me, you love me, you wish I was not working. It doesn't matter to me. That's your own personal opinion, and everyone is entitled to that. I just want my respect. That's why I'm like that. So, like I said, if you guys are listening, it comes to work, I will always be, you know, smiley, excited. I'll try my best to always do that, because it's more because that's what Chick-fil-A really stands for. You know, you're trying to set a good role model, be expressive, be nice, and, you know, say my pleasure, be all like perfect, you know. That's what the work is, and it's, I like having that attitude, especially at work. I do it outside of life, I mean, outside of work obviously, but not as much. Like, you know, you don't see me saying my pleasure every time when I open the door to someone at Nova. But yeah, that's why, like, I enjoy working. And if you don't enjoy your work or don't have fun with it, you shouldn't work there. Like, it's not fun. That's why I'm very expressive, and I talk a lot, and for how dumb I am, it's a profession to me, personally. But yeah, who am I? So, let's just go basics. No, name's Jacob Pangilinan. That's how you say it, Pangilinan. I was born here. I was actually born in Georgetown. I'm half Filipino and half Thai. Even though I really don't know much about Thai, I don't know the language, and I'm like, frankly, I don't really care. I kind of rep the Philippines more because I've been there. So that's, but I am half high Filipino. But I basically just consider myself a Filipino American, basically, since I was born here. So that's my name, my ethnicity, 19, birthday's February 10th. That means I am a Aquarius, if anyone interested. February 10th, 2003, that makes me 19. 19. I know I look 16, and I sound 16, and I act 16. But I am 19. I can't change it. I wish I was 16 working, because, dude, if I was working in high school, man, I maybe, you know, I don't know, life would be so different, I know. Like, imagine I was working when I was 16 and still be there. Isn't that be 3 years of me working at Chick-fil-A? I would, oh my god. That's crazy. I'd probably be a manager or something. Like, I'd have so much money, and you never know what I could have done. Like, maybe if I was working, maybe I would have been better in school, because right now I'm doing the best I've done in school in a super long time because I'm working. I'm on, my mindset's crazy right now. But yeah, I am 19, you know? So, what's my name, ethnicity, where I was born, when I was born, how old I am, obviously, and then a little bit about me. So, I don't want to. Yep, I was just tell you, 19, I go to Nova right now. My major is going for accounting, which is business administration, because I find numbers and that pretty cool. I also find marketing nice. I like entrepreneurship. I like social media is cool. Sport. I'm really into sports. I like music. I like my car. I like cars. Sports, cars, music, video games, fashion. Other mental health is what my interest is. What else? I mean, that's basically me. Hobbies, besides working and school, is listening to music, driving my car. On my PC, which is, that's an okay PC, playing video games when I have time to do it, going out, go shopping's fun, anyway, a lot of things. I mean, yeah, I'm a pretty open person. That's my hobby, interest. What else about me, so you guys would know? I'm a pretty easygoing person. I'm pretty open. I mean, you tell me anything, and if you need advice, just let me know, because that's who I am. I was never offered it at high school, and I wasn't really offered it in general. So, you know, I like providing advice to people. That's kind of my thing. To help, if I could help someone, I will do it. Well, let me phrase that. If you know me and I know you, and you ask me for something that's reasonable, I will try my best to help you. Now, if it's something like, how you do this calculus, I don't know. I'm not good at school. I'll say it right now. I am not school smart. I am street smart. Everything else school outside of school, I'm pretty competent. In school, I'm maybe average or mediocre student. So don't ask me for school advice. But if you need help, like mental help, or like you're just sad for some reason, you have something, just let me know. Because, you know, that's, I like learning more about people, and also like learning about more situations. That's, I find that cool, and helping people it's refreshing, because at least you'll make a friend, you'll make a connection, and you never know what goes on from there. You start early with friendships or connections, maybe a couple months, years down the line, you become best friends, you'll get married with that person, you never know. But yeah, that's me, you know. I'm pretty introverted, I'm pretty antisocial. I live life like I am the one. I control most everything in my life, basically. Like, I go to school, I drive, I work for myself, I go to school for myself, obviously. Like, so I'm pretty individualistic person. That's why I'm always pretty quiet and mute outside of work, because that's who I am. That's how I was in high school, and that's how I still am. The difference is my mindset. In my mindset right now, like, I'm on my grind. Wow. It's not really a specific mindset, it's a mentality, really. It's like, I have to do good in school because I'm working. And if I do good in school and I'm making money, then I'm living the best life I could really live at this time. At my age, I'm living the best life. If I could work 30 to 35 hours while maintaining good enough grades to transfer to George Mason after I'm done with Nova, then that's perfect. I will transfer to GMU, have 10 or 11K, I could pay for tuition. I could pay for a lot of different things. And that's what I want. I want the freedom. You know, that's... So, yeah, that's why, like, I respect a lot of people who in high school who are working. Like, you guys are crazy. I mean, I couldn't do that in high school. I didn't even have a license in high school. That's how much I didn't care. I just didn't really enjoy my high school. I didn't care too much at that time about school. Like, I was like, oh, worst case, I go Nova, and then, yeah, we'll figure it out. And that's basically what happened. When Nova, now I'm figuring it out. And once I'm starting to figure everything out at the moment. And right now, I'm thriving. I love it. People ask me all the time, or at school or work, or my friends, like, Jacob, how do you work so much? How are you working 40 hours and you're still doing decent? Because it's all a mindset thing. It's all about putting your mind into something and setting a goal and then working towards accomplishing it. I will gladly work 35 to 40 hours only if I have my grades are still good. If I still have high, like, if I have B's and A's, maybe even high C's, I'm fine with that. Because then at least I won't feel stressed and pressured. When I feel stressed and pressured, that's when I work less. That's when I take a step back. It's like, okay, I need to relax, take a breath, focus on school for a little bit. But it's a little bit, whether it's a few hours, a day, or a week. Doesn't matter. I know my limits. I started this grind in January. I got the job in February. February from now, I've been on this grind. Has it been easy? No, not at all. This has not been easy at all. It's been stressful a lot of times, and I accepted it. I know it's going to be stressful. I know some days I don't want to go to class. I know some days I don't want to go to work. On those days, I just remember, you know, there's other people who are same age. You know, there's people around the same age. They don't have the luxury opportunity that I have right now. So for how bad I feel, how much I don't work, I have to go through it and just accept it and then move past it. That's how I really feel about this grind. It's called a grind for a reason. And I'm always adding more to the grind. Like right now, personally, I want to like work out again. Like I'm not a, like a heavy workout person. I have my own like easy ass routine, but just doing a little routine, whether it's running every morning or doing like some like simple stretches, even if it's nothing crazy. That's why I want to add that to my grind. I want to have my work and school grind. I also want to have a little workout grind. Maybe get a little bit, you know, fitter, because I've been short my entire life, and I've also been weak my entire life. So maybe get a little stronger. I'm not gonna get taller, but I could get like strong. I get stronger, bigger, basically, in like weight. So why not? If I could incorporate that into the work and school, then I could have three different things I'm working at the moment: work, school, and then physical. And I'm always working mentally. Like, yeah, I'm always thinking about the next step. I mean, my mindset's like, you don't want to think to the past, but you also don't want to think too much in the future. You want to stay as present as possible. Yeah, you could think to the future, but don't think too much into it. You could think a day, a week, even a month, but don't think 5 years ahead. Don't even think a year ahead. Try to stay as current as possible. And then don't think about the past, because the past is the past. You can't change the past. You could change the current, the present. You can set yourself up for the future, but you cannot change the past. The past already happened, and you just gotta accept whatever happened. If it's good, bad, or whatever. Someone died, or you lost someone, or you moved, or one of your friends, you had a relationship. It's done. It's the past. You gotta stay as present as possible. That's how I feel. I'm trying to stay as current. I'm not really looking too ahead. I'll look maybe in 2 weeks. The only time I look ahead is school. I'm doing homework, because I'm always ahead. That's my mind. That's my school thing right there. Always get ahead and at homework, because if you're ahead of homework, then you don't have to worry about that. Then you can put your time into something you want to do, right? I mean, you do all your homework, all your classwork, then you have that time to what? It's like, let's say I like playing basketball. If I cared enough and had more time, I'd love to go to the gym and play basketball with people. Like, see? I have time because I'm ahead. Set myself up for the future. That's what you have to do if you're a part-time worker, or really in life. You set yourself up. You can't expect to get set up by someone else. The only person you can set you up is yourself, really. Your biggest enemy is yourself. I don't care what anyone says. That's your biggest enemy. Your own demons are your biggest enemy, because there's always going to be that voice back in your head. It's your alter ego. It's like, do this, do that, or don't do that, do that. And you have to fight it. You have to take control of it. you can't let that side beat you, because if you let that side beat you, then you're gonna make, you might do things that you'll regret later. And I've been there before. I lost friends because of it. People that I opened up so much about, I lost because I just couldn't fight my own battles, and I let that side of me come out, and that side of me is not, it's not a good person. I mean, I'm pretty sure I'm bipolar, so you know, you don't want to. I have minor mental disorders, and if those get unleashed, oh my god, I'm not a good person. But that's why I try to be positive. I stay current, and then I'm working towards this goal of, I really want to work and go to school and then transfer to Mason with a lot of money to pay tuition off. And outside of paying tuition, I want to be able to buy things I want. Like, I want a new car. That's something I really want for a long time. I want a nice car. I want to buy nice clothes. I want to look, like, in the fashion sense, I want to look presentable. I want to look good. I mean, dress good, feel good. You know, have you heard dress to impress? That's how I feel about it when it comes to fashion. I want to dress to impress people because I have confidence. When I dress good, I have confidence, self-confidence. You never know. Even though, like, my to-do list for goals is work, school, and then physical growth, like working out, and then mental growth, I don't mind making new friends or making connections or making relationships. I don't. That's something that's cool. I mean, I'm in the age where now it's like, I could really just do whatever, and that when it comes to like relationships and girls, I could pretty much do whatever. I mean, I could do like hookups if I really care, but obviously I don't really like doing that. I don't believe that not too much. It's kind of out of my beliefs, really. So, but yeah, that's another thing. Like, just talking to people and making friends, or even coworkers, just talking, see how they feel, their thoughts. What do they think about that? It's cool. I mean, I think that's. It's, I never did in high school, and at least I'm doing it now. So once I get even in my job, when I'm an accountant or something, at least I know how to talk to people. That's hard. If you're not able to talk to people, it's kind of it's way harder. But I'm learning every day, especially when I work. I always talk to people, positive, negative, no matter what it is, I'm talking. So yeah, that's fun. And then we'll take a step to the side and stop talking about like how I feel. Let's see what's the next topic, because yeah, I'm telling people I made this for the CFA Burke freaking workers, you know. That's my second family, if they say. Nah, I'm kidding. I mean, maybe that's my people though. I love working there. Well, I don't love it, I really enjoy it. That's a better way. Loving is, you can't really love a lot of things. You love your family, you love your parents. Even I don't even know if I do, honestly. I'm telling you, I'm freaking goofy out here. No, the only thing, my true loves, I told my friend, true loves, my car, music. Those two things bring me so much joy. Like, obviously, money brings me joy, but it's something, man. Yeah, well, maybe money, but that's just so, love money because I'm making it. Come on. So we'll take a side. Step to the side. Let's go more personal about me, because I hinted at the connections, friendships, relationships, so we'll get into that. Let's see, I got into the work, well, I got into school, right, and I talked about let's talk about that. It's something, it's not a difficult topic for me to talk about, it's just a weird topic for me to talk about, because, okay, I'll get into it. So, yep, 19 years on this earth, I've been single my entire life, basically. I've had like, you know, in elementary, you have those, like, oh, you like her? Crap. I've had that. Middle school, never had it. High school, never had anything. The only times I'll consider myself getting close, two occasions. One? Well, okay, three, because I have one at the moment. So, one, friend, really close friend, elementary friend, she's a girl, she's not my type though, but I mean, I think she wanted to date me when we were, I met her in third grade, and went to the same elementary, middle, well, yeah, my high school is a secondary school, so obviously went to the same school, obviously in elementary, met, she really liked me, I went to her house so many times, her mother loves me, like, and my dad knows her, like, there's a connection there, So we were really close for 7 or 8 years. She's out. She's currently goes to out of state, so I don't really talk to her. I kind of lost a lot of people after once people graduated. I lost a lot of people. Even in high school, I lost a lot of friends, whether it was a reason or without a reason. So yeah, I think she wanted to, like, be more than just friends at a time. I probably did too. When you're friends with a person of the other gender, you probably want to date them. At least think about it once. So that was one. We never dated though. We went to like homecoming together though. Like for like senior year, like we went to this Nationals Park. I have the pictures. And she asked me. I think because she was one of my closest friends, and I was one of her closest friends who was a boy, and she was probably one of my closest friends as a girl. So it's like, we're close friends. We're not dating or anything. Let's just go as friends, right? So we did it 3 or 4 times in high school. So that was one time, probably. Let's talk the second time. This girl I met from mutual friends. I don't want to say her name because it makes me triggered, but you know what? You move on. Her name is Emily. We had mutual friends who no longer are my friends, but yeah, mutual friends. And then once quarantine happened, I got into like a group chat with my friends and her, and then we like, it was like a fallout, and then she like hit me up because I didn't know about this. I was like the new kid on the block. So she hit me up. Basically, we started talking, we got really close, I started telling her about myself, like, who I really am. She told me all of the past, whatever happened to her, whatever. So basically, we exchanged so many, like, personal thoughts at night. Like, we would talk at 3 a.m. We used to talk almost every day for maybe, well, until, like, quarantine the next school year. And then we did that next school year, and then got to, what happened? Graduation. So quarantine was 11th grade. We were friends until January this year. So long time friend. That's the first time I shot my shot with her. That's why I have a thing called Dear Emily. It's because she was like my first girl that I ever tried like express myself in a different way like that. So yeah, real close, got each other. The fallout was really bad. It still hurts a little, but you know, you move on. I mean, I won't forget what happened, but yeah. Basically, you know, like last semester, I tried shooting my shot. I was like, oh, you want to date or something? Like, go out, hang out. You know, I will go do stuff and stuff. And we didn't actually get to do it because both of us didn't work at that time. So we were both broke. That's basically why we didn't do it. And then we had a fallout right as the new year happened. And then neither of us have talked to each other since. So it's been 3 months and it's going to stand up. That's how I feel. In reality, I do like her. I did. I don't like her anymore, Jesus. I did have feelings for her. I did like her, for sure. But in reality, she wasn't the one for me. She didn't have the same mindset. She didn't have the same mentality. She was a bit lazier than I am. She just didn't have the same interests as me. So really, it wouldn't have worked out, really. And then we could talk about the third one. It's just current. It's so bad. It's embarrassing. I can't get into it too much. So yeah, it's this semester, this girl in English. Name's Ashley. And it started off so weird. So basically, we both had a notebook. Facebook, we still don't have it. Changed numbers to text it. And one day I was like, oh, we kept talking in after class. I was like, oh, you work here? I was like, yo, I work at Chick-fil-A. You work here? One day I was like, oh, I'm gonna come to your work. And then that's kind of where it really started. So basically, she changed numbers because we didn't have textbook. And then from that day on, we talk. We figured out a little information about ourselves, about each other. I went to her work, and she was my server. And I was like, oh my gosh. I was like, you work here? I was like, oh, you're so cool. And like, it's just bad. It's just, yeah. That happened, you know, kept going. And then I tried shooting my shot in the worst way. I won't talk about the way I did it because it's embarrassing. And let's say I got friend zone. And yeah, we're still classmates, but I don't know what she considers me. I consider her a friend / classmate. She probably only considers me a classmate because she always asks for my help in English. But I don't know. what's happening, gonna happen between us if she's gonna make the move, because it's on her now. I tried. I shot my shot and it failed. So it's on her to, if she wants to be more than friends, it's her decision, not mine. I'm just there. So yep, that's currently what I am with that relationship. But yeah, I mean, I like her. I mean, both of us work, both of us are similar people. I mean, she reminds me of myself when I was in high school. That's why I kind of like her. It's like, I'm like, but she has a lot of the same traits I had, like, in high school. Oh my god, I would fucking fuck around too much. I didn't mean to crush, but I would screw around so much with my grades. And that's what kind of she does. That's like, I literally told her, I was like, you cannot do that. Like, you told me what degree you're trying to get. Like, don't, stop doing that. Like, if you need my help, let me know. Like, yeah, she did friends on me, so I'm gonna hold back on helping and being out there as much, because I don't want to look down bad. Like, I don't want to look like I'm, like, that desperate. I shot my shot and missed, okay? I don't want to be like, oh my god, I can help you on this right now, even if you didn't ask. Like, that's a sip. So right now, I'm kind of relaxing, you know. I'll text her about certain things for English, but that's it. I'm not going to text her, like, how was your day? Because I just don't feel comfortable doing that now. And she's not responding, a quick response. So at this point, it's like, you know what? I'll just remind her of your English homework, even if that's a little stretch. It's her choice, she wants to do it. If she needs my help, if she asks my help, then maybe I'll help. But if she doesn't, I'm not going to give anything for free. That's how I stand. So yeah, when it comes to relationships, oh, I'm terrible. It's annoying. I'm terrible at it. I'm so down bad. 19 years of being straight up single. Thing is though, do I need a relationship? No. I have too much shit to do. Dang it. I didn't even make this. I have so much stuff to do in my life right now. I have so much more things to worry about besides a girl. Even though, yeah, I want it? Yeah. But it's the difference between want and need. Do you need food? Do you want food? Or do you need, like, example. Do you want food or do you need food? If you live with a lot of people in a house, you need food. You don't want it. I mean, you want it, but you also need it. But, like, let's say, oh, there's, like, a certain, like, a shoe you want. You want, like, if you want Jordan 1s, you want Jordan 1s. You don't need Jordan 1s. You could buy a shoe that's half the price. It's so absurd. That's the difference between want and need. I want to have a girlfriend. Yes, I'm 19. I make money. I have a car. I'm enjoying what I'm doing right now. How nice it'd be to have someone else to come along this journey that I'm currently on, join the grind, and we'll just grind together. Like, oh, that would be awesome. I envy people who do that. People who have a relationship who both of them are both grinding, both on their own grinds. Like, that's crazy. I love that, man. That is awesome. Like, congrats. If you have that's you're amazing. Like, I'm jealous. But I don't need a relationship. I don't need a girlfriend. That's different. I don't need it. I have school, work, my own growth, my physical and personal growth. That's more important for a girlfriend. But if I did, I could make it work. Cause that's what I'm good. I'm good at that. You know, I'm good at making stuff happen on the fly. I can. I know I can. But yeah, that's what we keep saying. 19 years of being single. It's not fun, but it's. I mean, it's fun, but. Yeah, having a girlfriend would be nice. Relationship in terms of connection and friendship, oh, I would make more people that I could just like talk to people, like, talk to them about stuff. That'd be cool for sure. I could talk about sports with them. I could talk about school. We could talk about a lot of different things. Just don't tell me about movies and stuff. I'm very uncultured for movies and stuff and shows. But yeah, in terms of connection and friends, oh, I'd love to make more friends, whether it's males or females. Make female friends. You never know what happens to female friends. You could always date them. But I could always make friends who are males, you know. The boys, you know. We have our own way of doing things. You know, I play video games. You know, I played sports when I was young. Like, I could relate to them. I kind of relate to anyone. So if I had friends who are girls, you know, we go shopping. I got money. I know how to secondhand apparel, you know. I'm quirky out here. I'm just kidding. But I do actually know that, like, I know how to thrift pretty well. So, see, I kind of relate with the females, you know. I'm not gonna paint my nails, but put a little mascara. I'm just kidding. I actually would like do like, if there was like male makeup, for like very light makeup, oh my god, I would do it just on my eyelids, because I have really red eyelids, so I'd put like something on there to make it not super red, look more natural, but yeah, I feel like it. The girls and the boys. So, yeah, that's in terms of friends and connections for sure. But relationships, it's a want. It's not a it's not a need. But for sure, it'd be cool. I definitely want to explore that part of adulthood and growing up. You know, just relationships when you're in high school, you're in middle school, you've seen relationships. It's cool. It's the perfect age for me now because think about it. I work, I got money, I go to school, I have free time. If I can make time, because I could work less people, I mean, I could work less. Obviously, I have to go to school, but I could obviously work less and then, you know, meet the, like, hang out with them or we go out, plan stuff. Like, it's not super impossible for me. That's why I'm interested in wanting that. It's like, find me someone who could match me. Match someone. Or even if they get close to match my energy, please match it. Work like, you don't have to work freaking 35 to 40 hours. No, but I'm gonna tell you, if I'm gonna date someone, you better be independent. Be pretty independent so you don't have to rely on me for like every single little thing. Like, if I have to give you like, I gave you like $10 if you need it or something, but don't have to get freaking $20 from me every freaking day. Like, no. I'm gonna date someone, it's gonna be someone who's independent. Like, they can live their life by themselves. They don't need me. That's what I want to date. But I also want a person that, for how independent, like, they still acknowledge, like, they need me, and vice versa. Like, I'm independent, but, like, I'm gonna need, if I give you someone to talk to, and I had a girlfriend, that's who I'd talk to, my girlfriend. It wouldn't be like a normal relationship. No, we're not gonna see each other, probably not gonna see each other every single day unless we both work at Chick-fil-A or we both go to Nova. That's simple as that. But if we could talk every day and we could vibe it every day, we could at least just text each other, that's fine. I mean, I'm not gonna go balls to the wall, oh, I'm gonna come to your house every day, or you come to my house every day. No, that's crazy. I mean, people could do that, you could do that, respect, but that's not me. When it comes to a relationship, it's just give me someone who can match me. Even get close to my grind. Work, do well in school and work. And be happy. Be happy with yourself. Be happy with your appearance. Be confident in yourself. If whoever can do that, give it to me. You know that, you know when they bang the credit card on the table, they're like smack, that's the thing I'm thinking of right now. Just give it to me right now. I don't care. Don't care if they're super ugly. I mean, okay, don't be super ugly. If they're, like, not the best, like, that's fine. I mean, people make up for personality and stuff. I'm just blessed that the people who I've shot my shot have been decent looking. They haven't been ugly. But, yeah, it doesn't really matter. Just match someone. Get close to match me and it'll work out, basically. I mean, I'm open. I'm a pretty open person. I'm not going to say I'm the most cultured. Let's just keep it like that. I'm not gonna say, oh, I know Euphoria, or I know this and that. Nah, when it comes to shows and stuff, I'm pretty dumb. When it comes to anime, I'm dumb. There's lots of fact, I'm pretty dumb. I mean, I'm not, because I'm not a smart person. I'm street smart, not book smart. And I'm not definitely not smart when it comes to entertainment industry, so that's that. But yeah, just give it to me one time. One time. Give my soulmate, you know? Don't care who it is, just give it to me. Well, okay, don't be a minor, okay? That's kind of weird. I mean, we can be friends if you're a minor, just don't. You gotta wait until you're 18, you know? We can't be risking it out here. Nah, I'm joking, I'm just playing. That's making me sound like a predator or something, no. Yep, doesn't matter. The age doesn't matter too much, just has to be, basically it has to be reasonable, so. But yeah, just give it to me. Becomes a relationship. That's what I want. I just want someone who can somewhat match my energy and also just be a soulmate. Not just a girlfriend, boyfriend. Just be someone that I can talk to. We can both talk to each other about how we feel. Personal thoughts. Personal things. Things we don't want to tell to people. Let's just do that. That's the goal. If you're crying, why are you crying? Tell me. I'll support you. If you need support, you got it. If I need support, give it to me. If you need something to cheer you up, I'll cheer you up. If I need you to cheer me up, both ways. Two-way street, babe. That's what I want. It's not what I need, but it's what I want. I mean, shoot. The one thing I'd actually want, just have a girl hit on me. Please, once, dude. Once. Like, there's nothing that I just have for have once. Have a girlfriend that we can, who could basically me as, like, if I can date someone who's basically, like, similar to who I am. Oh my god. Like, I'm just smiling so big right now. Like, give me, please, give me some, give me my Jakey girl. Oh my god. Give me a mirror image of myself, but as a female. You're so bad. I mean, they don't have the same interest, but I feel like the similar personality. I might kill them. I might end up killing if I date someone who's like me. Maybe it would work. We would be pretty freaking boring, though, because I'm boring. But no. One time, please. One time. But just one time, please. Have a girl hit on me. Like, serious. That's why I do Jake Thoughts. It's just whatever I feel or vent and rant about. One time. One relationship. Have a girl hit on me, dang it. Why is it me trying to hit on girls who are probably out of my league, honestly. They're probably just not really my taste and preference or type. I do have a type. I actually do have a type. For having been single enough, I kind of learned what my type is. So that's good. That's cool. I get attracted to, like, okay, I don't discriminate. But I have a type. So I will prefer more, but I won't be like, oh, I'm not going to date this race or this gender, or wait, no. I'm not going to do that. That's messed up. But yeah. Do you have a type? Types. Should I say it on here or no? I mean, it depends who's going to listen to this. If it's my coworkers, yeah, you guys might. Assume stuff. Like, assume. So if I do say my type, then yeah, I might get freaking flamed. So let's keep that to myself. But yeah, when it comes to girls, I definitely my type though. And definitely, I'm looking for certain traits. Obviously, I'm not trying to date someone who's just down, horrendous, and ugly or super dependent. No. They gotta be able to hold their own, just like I'm holding my own. Hold their end of the bargain, and yep, oh, work. I'm a good person. I'm goofy. I'm dumb. Street smart, but yep, we'll make it work. If you need help, let me know. That's how I feel in relationships. Like, I might not be the cutest person or ripped freaking. I'm not 6'3", basketball D1, or I'm not a, you know, like a 5'8", like, clear skin, super handsome guy with elite fashion. Like, that's not me. I'm just an Asian kid who's a short Asian kid with glasses who has braces, but I still look alright. I still have decent fashion, decent look. I make, for all the things I don't have, I make up for it mentally. I make it up with personality. That's what I make it up with that. So yeah, I might not be the best looking appearance wise, but mentally wise and all that type of wise, yeah, I'm definitely, that's where I thrive. That's where I really just hit all the freaking gears and buttons there in that department. But yeah, that's my 6th or 7th goal. Besides, try to get a girlfriend. To try. Because why not? I mean, it's fun keeping those people's company. Yeah, I enjoy it. Like, the girl in English, actually, we keep each other's company. It's fun. So yeah, having someone else to keep company with is nice. It's a luxury. Go talk to people, text them, call them, FaceTime them, whatever. Meet them, hang out, go out. I don't know. Go to each other's house. Whatever you want. Whatever way. Whatever floats your boat. Fine by me. That is how I feel. And this is why this is Jakey Thoughts. It's 50 minutes. And I've been doing this for 50 freaking minutes before I go to bed. Yeah. Can I just summarize what I did? What is GB thoughts? Who am I? Like, what? My goals, my grind, mental health, relationships, friendships. Yeah, that's basically what I talked about this. But yeah, I will post this before I work tomorrow, which is 11 to 8, baby, 9 hours. I will actually tell people I made a podcast, and I'm going to make you listen. I don't care if it's 50 minutes. Y'all will listen, okay? If you want to learn about me, then listen. If you don't, it's fine. I'm just not going to tell you this entire podcast in 5 minutes. Because if you want to know me, then listen. If you want to know me, just ask me. When we're not working, just ask me if you actually want to know me. That's fine. I'll literally tell you what I really, like, I'll tell you everything about me. I'm pretty open with that stuff. But, yeah. That's my wish. Besides the grind, work, school, personal and mental growth, and all that stuff, and buying a car, and being happy, I always want a girlfriend. I'm not gonna stop. No, I just don't want a simp, which I've been prone to let my feelings just go off the rails, and that's when my mental disorders kick in. That's when my bipolar kicks in. My bipolar plus feelings equal just dumb. Here I go, just shooting my shot, knowing I'm gonna get friend zoned, and then I get friend zoned, then I get depressed about it because I'm a bot. Like, yeah, but I'm not gonna let that happen. I'll try my hardest to not. I'm just gonna let everything flow. And that, when it comes to relationships and girls, I'm gonna let that shit flow. I'm gonna curse again. I'm gonna let it flow. Like, let it go, Nala. Let it flow, let it flow. Like a river going down the stream. Go flow with it. Yeah. Speak my mind. One last thing. I think I figured out my way of flirting. I don't want to expose my secrets, but I will expose it. I want to expose my secrets, but I'll expose my way of flirting. I think me bullying people and joking with them or making jokes about them or with them, against them, pulling the crap out of them and just laughing at them. I think that's my way of flirting. I think I figured it out. I figured it out. I can't flirt like everyone else. I can't be complimenting them because I freeze up. Like, I get nervous, dude. I'm a baby. I'm a little scaredy cat. I'm like, I can't look at you. Or you have nice eyes. Or you have nice hair. You have nice hair. Or you have a nice accent. Or I like your shoes. I don't know. I'm not really into the compliment game. Like, I've done research, which is, this sounds so... I actually do a lot of research. I did research. Like, compliments are awesome. Like, they're refreshing for people, but I am terrible at it, so you'll never be like, oh, you have nice eyes, or I like your jacket, I like your shoes, or I like your accent, or you have a really nice smile. I can't. I'm such a baby. Like, I get scared. I don't know why. It's just built up like trauma. I'm just scared of coming off as a weirdo or a freak or something, even though I shouldn't be, which is something I have to work on as well. See? Don't be afraid. They don't like the compliment, then they don't like it. Or if they like it, they like it. If they don't, they don't. Can't get affected, but I'm still working on that. But yeah, that's my way of fun. I think me just making fun of people or laughing at them. I laugh a lot at work. Like, I would do a fake laugh. Like, right now, I'm doing a fake laugh. You know, I always do it. But, like, when I, like, make fun of a worker or vibe with them or laugh at them or bully them, make fun of them, that means... It's one of my ways of flirting. I'm not gonna say when I do those things, I'm not always flirting. No, that's kind of my personality. It's I'm a jokester, kind of a jokester, funny, always trying to be positive. You know, laugh a lot. That's kind of who I try to be. It's definitely refreshing people. So, but I can't say it's my way of flirting, because if I do it with everyone, that means I'm going to flirt with everyone. That's weird, but it's one of my ways. I'm just going to say, if I do it more to someone, some people, than others, then that means I... What does that mean? It doesn't mean I like them. Like them, I don't know. Let's just say, I do it to the... Makes them... The co-workers I like more. There you go. Not like in like relationships, just the ones I enjoy talking to. Let's say there you go. Enjoy talking to and vibing with. I'm just vibing you. So if I do it more with some than others, then I vibe with you better. I like to vibe. Be vibing out here. So let's not say flirting because that's terrible, but okay, maybe with the girls because I'm straight. Maybe if I do it with the freaking girls more than a certain, it's like certain girls, it's because I probably vibe the best with them or I can relate the best to them. Well, I like them. Either three. Yeah, for the first two options every time. I've kind of made it in my head that work is work. I'm not going to try to, like, date anyone at work. That's just weird to me. I'm sorry. Applaud to people who are dating at work, like, relationships at Chick-fil-A. Like, you guys are crazy. But for me, it's not me. It's kind of weird. I just feel a little uncomfortable just because I work a lot and I could imagine myself going to work with me, like, dating someone. Like, I don't know. Like, oh, you'll be like, hi, we're working together. You're like, oh, hi. That's weird. I mean, it's cool. At least Nova, in terms of Nova, everyone's dead. Everyone's there and they're dead. So it's kind of refreshing if someone near you. That's why I'm trying there. At work, I feel different. Like, a lot of different age. Some people I think are seniors when they're juniors, and some people I think are older than me, but actually they're younger. Like, oh, like, what? I can't date you guys. Too freaking young, or not too young. I just feel uncomfortable because I feel old. I feel like weird. And when I was in high school, I saw like seniors dating freshmen, and I thought that shit was disgusting. And I don't want to date at work. That's another distraction again. So yeah, no dating at work. I'm sorry. I'm sorry to my future self when I'm starting to shoot my shot like a dang immature teen. Just shooting at everyone at work and then realizing and then remembering, oh wait, I'm not, I remember I told myself not, no dating at work, okay? Not at work. Now, set up plans after work or before, that's open game. During work, no. Work, do a job. Not freaking flirting and kissing in the corner, or I don't know, hugging each other, or cuddling. No. Work is work. And I made myself really clear after the first week or so. It's like, yeah, there's good looking people, for sure. But that's like everywhere. It's not just a Chick-fil-A, it's everywhere, dude. I see a lot of good looking people when I go to the mall. I see a lot of good looking people when I go to Nova. But doesn't mean I should be shooting my shot at everyone. Jeez. Freaking horny. Oh, Jesus. See, I can't say my language. But yeah, I can't do it. It's just who I am. I'm not built different like everyone. Because I'm not people who shoot their shots with anyone and they have a like 50%+ chance. Like, the people who can do that, you guys are. You guys and girls are just. You gotta teach me how to shoot the shots and hit the shots. But no, I'm not. But it's getting late. It's 12:08. I'm gonna go to bed because I have to work 11:08. But yeah, that was basically it. Really long. 58 minutes. And yeah, make sure to post this. Hopefully coworkers listen to it.
I don't care if it's 58 minutes. You guys have enough time. Go take a break. Take your breaks. Listen to your boy. Okay? Or just go leave work. Listen to it. Please. Please. Beg. I need the self-confidence boost, okay? I need it. I'm lacking confidence sometimes. I get embarrassed when I get exposed like this. But, you know, listen to it. Build my self-confidence. Let's go. Because I'm just out here. I'm on my grind. As I would say, I'm on my grind. Don't question why. People question, why do you work so much? Why do you do this to yourself? Because I'm on my grind, you know? That's why I'm on my grind. I'm on that energy right now. Freaking drug dealer energy. I'm on drugs, I feel like. Nah, kidding. Oh yeah, yeah. Dude, even the girl in English, even she's like, how do you do this? How do you do grind and do big class? You're so smart. I'm like, no, I'm not smart. I'm just good at using outside resources, you know? That's what happens when you're a certified freaking G. Too smart, but yep, that lends to be an hour, so
This Jakey Thoughts over. Hope you people who are listening enjoyed learning about Jakey Thoughts, learning about me, learning about my personal grind, my thought process, my relationship, how I want to, relationships, and all that other jazz. But yeah, this is the end, because 1 hour is a long podcast. I mean, it's going to go like that. I want to let it go. That's a long podcast, but I discussed a lot of important things to me. So now you guys know what this is. Whoever's listening, at least you know who. What Jakey Thoughts is, you know who I am, Mr. Jakey or Jacob. You know stuff about me, you know my grind, you kind of learned about my past high school, you learned about how I feel about work, school, personal, both, how I feel about friends, connections, relationships, girls, how I feel about myself, how do I feel about Chick-fil-A, how do I feel about Colorado. You guys kind of got a little bit of everything, so this is a long one, but it's a good one, so. I'm happy, and maybe I'll listen to this in 3 months. So, if Jacob, if you do listen to the feature, let me know how you feel. Okay, I love when that's one of the cool things. People make things a year later, like they ask questions which are like, are you happy now or have you got a girlfriend yet? Like that's cool. So yeah, maybe I'll do that. But future Jacob, if you do listen to this podcast, which is really long, if you do, so you're dedicated. Let me know how you feel, okay? Let me know. No matter if you listen to this tomorrow or listen to this in a year. Let me know how you feel, you know? How is life? How is everything? If I do this, just let me know. And respond. I mean, listen to it and then respond with another podcast. Because I want to know. How will I see this? Even though I said don't think too far in the future, I get to think a little bit. How will you feel in a week? In a month? A couple months? Even not me, yeah. How do you feel? What's going on in your life? Have you got, like, will I have a new car by then? Will I have a girlfriend by then? Will I still work at Chick-fil-A? Will I be ready to transfer to Mesa at that point? I don't know, a lot of stuff. Did I move out yet? Like, there's a lot of stuff. So, yeah, that's the future. We think about it. Just don't think too far. And don't think about the past. We don't care. I don't care. People shouldn't care. Because you cannot change what happened in the past. And you probably couldn't do anything about that. I mean, there's a lot of things in the past I regret. Like high school, I regret just not really making a lot of friends or trying to get into a relationship or trying harder instead of slacking. If I tried harder, I could have probably been a better... probably be GMU right now instead of in that Nova, you know, maybe, and I could be all the people who I knew, they went to GMU, so maybe we could keep that connection, maybe we'd be vibing even super hard there, like, I don't know, but it's the past, and I can't change that, I gotta change now, and right now, I'm not making that mistake, I freaking failed last semester, and I'm done, dude. If I want to get to Mason, which I really want, I'm gonna sweat, so yep. That's actually it, folks. I gotta go to bed. Wake up at 10:30. 10. Get ready. 11, 8, 9 hours. Take my break. Hug my AirPods. Do a vibe it up for 30 freaking minutes. I don't know. Maybe, maybe I'll go to Chipotle again. Yeah, that's so freaking crazy last time. Maybe a Chipotle, like, that's okay, this is the last thing, I ended on a Chick-fil-A thing, so yeah, let's see where Chick-fil-A is, well, my coworkers, you know, freaking Chipotle is so close, Chipotle, Five Guys, McDonald's, Taco Bell, even Wendy's is, what, maybe 5 minutes, well, that's risky though, but basically, Chipotle, McDonald's, Taco Bell, Five Guys are like 2 minutes away, so you could go there on your break. And yeah, I did that. Went to Chipotle and Taco Bell. Well, went to Chipotle one day, forgot to clock in. Went to Taco Bell almost late. Turn off the break. It's risky. I might go to McDonald's, dude. See? McDonald's. They're going to be like, sure, you work at McDonald's. Can't diss on McDonald's fries. I like the fries at McDonald's better than Chick-fil-A, based on, because that's one specific taste, though, I will rather eat Chick-fil-A fries or waffle fries every day instead of McDonald's. But
if I had a choice,
like, which one I think I would is better, probably McDonald's, because it's a certain taste. But if I had the long term, like short term McDonald's, long term Chick-fil-A, that's how I feel. Chick-fil-A goated. Freaking love Chick-fil-A food. So much stuff you can do. It's awesome. That's why I like Chick-fil-A. It's better than McDonald's, Burger King, and Wendy's. I like one. In my opinion, it's like Chick-fil-A, Wendy's. No, Chick-fil-A, McDonald's, Wendy's, and Burger King. Personally, I like Burger King. $1 chicken nuggets. That's fine. I don't like burgers. I'm never a burger. Every time I go to fast food or any place, it's always for chicken. So, Chick-fil-A chicken's good. McDonald's chicken nuggets are okay. Sandwich is okay. Wendy's chicken nuggets are okay. I don't really eat the chicken sandwich. I don't eat chicken sandwich. Nuggets are chicken and fries. That's where they kind of go to places. I like Chick-fil-A chicken nuggets and strips, and the waffle fries are good. I like McDonald's fries. The chicken nuggets are okay. Chicken sandwich is decent. Wendy's has decent fries, decent nuggets, okay chicken sandwich, I think. I don't know. Burger King has okay chicken nuggets and that's it, and cheap. You know, yeah. But we'll see. We'll see tomorrow. I don't wear shirts. We'll see what I do on break. All I know, 100 podcasts. I'm telling everyone. Someone will be there for 9 hours. Someone will post this. I'm going to let everyone know. I made a podcast. Listen to it. I don't care if it's an hour long. You guys have enough time, okay? It's a freaking Friday. Like, I'm working 9 hours. I'm going to be home at 8:30. And what am I going to do? Probably fucking kill myself, honestly. Like, nah, I don't know. Work 9 hours. We'll make it through that shift. And, we'll go home 8:30 and we'll see. You know, play video games. Maybe I'll. I don't know. I kind of did all my homework, so it's. And then Saturday. Oh my god. 11 to 4 and 5 to 10. I am going to Chipotle. Once my 11 to 4. I don't care. I'm literally going to go there. Freaking. Reset my body. And then 5 hours, 5 to 10. Basically closing. That is going to be awful. And then Sunday, I'll be to work. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. So basically, work, day off, repeats for the week. Problem. Week resets on Sunday. Jeez. I don't know. Like, thinking, like right now, I'm thinking about it, it's like, I'm gonna be so stressed, but it's okay. That's why I put it ahead. But what I'll do, I don't know what I'll do after. Like, I really. I might make plans. Like, I want to make plans with people. I don't have a friend to make plans. So maybe some people are pretty cool. Maybe make plans. Oh, okay. We'll see. Maybe if I'm cool enough, I can make plans with them. Also, maybe if I didn't work so much, I can make plans. We'll see. I just know I'm not pulling any girls. I don't make plans with any girls. No, okay. Nope. It's time. I said I didn't want to flirt with coworkers, but I didn't say anything about the customers. Them high schoolers who was come are dedicated CFA demographic. Old people and high schoolers to college students. And then middle-aged families. Old people, families, high school / college. That's the demographic right there. And it's a lot of the same freaking high school, college. And I literally call them. I'm like, you were here yesterday. Why are you here? I'm telling you, I'm a freaking gum troll. I'm such a freaking geek. And, but yeah, we'll see. I'm going to take the break. We'll see. We will see. It's going to be a long day tomorrow. I better get to bed. Get my, how many hours sleep I'm getting? 9 hours? It's okay. Saturday's gonna be worse. That, oh man. 4 and 5. That's gonna be terrible. I've done the shift though. I've done it. Last week? Last week or the week before? I don't remember. I don't know. I've done 11 foreign pandemics. So I know what it takes. Just, I'm just killing my weekend, which is, it's fine because I don't have a lot of friends and I don't have plans. That's the issue though. Once I do get a girlfriend or make new friends, they're gonna have to understand, like, I am busy a lot of the time. Obviously, like I said, I can make time, but yeah, it might be adjustment period for them. Because I'm actually not available for a lot of, like, even people, like, text me or message me or DM me, it's like, I'm not available, I'm working. I can't check my phone, which, that's fine. But yeah, I work so much now because the only two things I care for, work and school. If I'm ahead of school, I could work how much I would want. My friends understand that, who don't work. I totally tell them, it's like, yeah, I'm probably working super a lot because I have no time. Sorry if we can't, I can't respond back or we can't hang, but I gotta make that money. And then once I have enough, then we can start doing that. But yeah, that's the one thing. I don't have a weekend. Last week I didn't have one either. Last week I actually had a weekend because I worked 9 hours minimum Friday, Saturday each. It's fine though, money. Get that money. 10 hour shift. 7 hour shift. Whoa. Wait, no, don't need wait. Yep. 9 hour shift. At least it's not 11 to 11, dude. That's crazy. 12 hours. But yep. Time for bed. I enjoyed getting the Shaky Thoughts return. I'll let my coworkers know. If you guys have made it this far, then you guys are crazy, but yep. Good.